Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, so like Paul said, I'm David Kane and I'm a researcher at NCBO. And the main thing I do is produce this book. So I've also like a sort of Blue Peter one I made earlier here today. So that's that's what I spend probably half of my time doing. And this is a really kind of data-driven publication. And what it sets out to do is get the kind of the facts and the stats about particularly the economy of the voluntary sector. So where it gets its money from, what it spends it on, what assets it has, a bit about workforce, a bit about charitable donations, a bit about volunteering in there as well. So, and the reason NCBO does this publication, whereas most other parts of the economy you'd get statistics from ONS in the national accounts and those kind of things, the voluntary sector kind of falls through the cracks a bit. So for the last 15 years or so, NCBO has been putting these numbers together. And I've been doing it for the last 7 or 8 years. And what we basically do is get data from the Charity Commission. So we used to get a CD, it's now a download of a big database of every charity in England and Wales. And then we add in data for Scotland and Northern Ireland. And that gives us the kind of population. So that tells us how many charities there are, where they're located, roughly what size they are. But then we need to get the really kind of detailed information on how much money do they get from government, how much do they get from individuals, what are they selling, what are they spending their money on. And to do that, we go to charities' accounts. So you've been looking through a few student unions' accounts. We do the same, but for about 10,000 accounts. So we have this big data entry operation with lots of people kind of beavering away, getting stuff out of PDFs. We then have to kind of classify that and work out, well, this charity said this in their accounts, what does that actually mean? And then we sort of bring all that data together into a big database and again kind of analyse that, and that gets us our base stats. So the kind of stuff that that comes into here, we tend to, we get a bit of a media splash, particularly in the exciting third sector press. They're very fond of it because they usually need stuff to print and stuff about income from government. So the last couple of years there's obviously been austerity in terms of government funding, and we've seen that filter through to charities. And one of our big questions is, well, is that are charities being hit disproportionately compared to the rest of the sector? So we weren't kind of, or the rest of the economy, I should say. So we weren't asking for special pleading for charities. We weren't saying they should be immune from all cuts. We were saying, are they being hit disproportionately compared to other parts of government spending? And we found last year that we thought they were, particularly for local government spending, which has been particularly hit. Those cuts were sort of being passed on to charities, we think. So in terms of there's quite a lot of kind of other data that goes into that. So we also get data on postcodes to do geographical stuff. We get data on companies to kind of round out the sector a bit, because charity isn't really kind of sufficient to study all the different activity that's going on. There's weird and wonderful forms of companies like community interest companies, industrial and providence societies. All these types of organisations have kind of activity going on, so we want to look at those. We also do things like look at survey data on where people are working, how many people are volunteering, where people are giving their money to, and that kind of rounds out the picture. And then there's kind of other interesting data-y things going on in the sector as well. There's a program called 360 Giving, which is about grant makers letting data, opening data up about who they fund. So that gives some quite interesting perspective on kind of which organisations are being funded by which funders, where there's overlaps, where there's gaps, is the funding kind of meeting up with the needs? And then there's kind of other data-driven issues in the sector as well. So things like chief executives' pay has been hitting the headlines recently. Is that kind of out of proportion? Is it too big? And we've been able to use our data to I think shed a bit more light on that than the kind of lurid headlines from some of the press. So we've been able to say things like, well, there are highly paid individuals in the sector, but actually if you look at where they are, they're in independent hospitals,
who are quite often charities, so they kind of have highly paid clinical staff and highly paid managers. There's also people like the creative director of the Royal Opera House, is a very well paid personally. I think they get about £700,000 or £800,000, but they're kind of competing on an international stage with other opera houses throughout the world. So maybe they kind of have to pay that amount. So it's not actually the kind of your common or garden charity that's paying those kind of amounts. So yeah, that's a kind of brief tour of what I do. Happy to talk to you all and answer any questions and see if there's... Yeah, I think I've got quite a good idea of some of the data sources around the sector and where to look, so happy to help out.